Chapter 26. The Legomenism Concerning the Deliberations of the Very Saintly Ashiata Shiamash, under the title of The Terror of the Situation. The Legomenism, Beelzebub continued, through which the deliberations of the very saintly Ashiata Shiamash were transmitted, began with the following prayer. In the name of the cause of my arising, I will always strive to be just toward every already spiritualized source and toward all sources of future spiritualized manifestations of our common Creator, Almighty Autocrat Endlessness. Amen. To me, a trifling particle of the whole of the great whole, it was commanded from above to be coated with the planetary body of a three-centered being of the earth in order to help all other such beings arising and existing upon it to free themselves from the consequences of the properties of that organ, which for great and important reasons was implanted in the presence of their ancestors. All the sacred individuals before me who were intentionally actualized from above, while striving for this same aim, have always endeavored to accomplish the task laid upon them through one or another of the three sacred ways for self-perfecting, foreordained by our endless Creator Himself. That is, through the sacred ways based on the being impulses called faith, hope, and love. When I had completed my 17th year, I began, as commanded from above, to prepare my planetary body in order, during my responsible existence, to be able to be impartial. During this period of my self-preparation, it was also my intention that as soon as I reached responsible age, I would carry out the task laid upon me through one or another of these three sacred being impulses. But when, during this period of self-preparation, I chanced to meet many beings of almost all types who existed here in the city of Babylon, and when in the course of my impartial observations I became aware of various traits of their being manifestations, there crept into me and progressively increased an essence doubt as to the possibility of saving the three-centered beings of this planet by any of these three sacred ways. The different manifestations of the beings I encountered not only increased my doubt, but gradually convinced me that the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffa, having passed by heredity through many generations over a very long period, had ultimately so crystallized in their presence that they have reached contemporary beings as a lawful part of their essence, and thus these crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabuffa are now, as it were, a second nature of their common presence. So, when I finally became a responsible being, before making my choice of one of the three sacred ways, I decided to bring my planetary body into the state of the sacred Kshaknara, that is, into the state of all brains balanced being perceptiveness, and only in that state to choose the way for my future activities. With this aim, I then ascended Mount Vezaniyama, where for 40 days and nights I knelt on my knees and devoted myself to concentration. For a second 40 days and nights, I neither ate nor drank, but recalled and analyzed all the impressions present in me of everything I had perceived during my existence here in the period of my self-preparation. A third 40 days and nights, I remained on my knees and neither ate nor drank, and every half hour I plucked two hairs from my breast. And it was only when I had finally attained complete freedom from the influence of all bodily and spiritual associations linked with the impressions of ordinary life, that I began to ponder what I was to do. This pondering of my purified reason then brought me to the certainty that it was already too late to save the contemporary beings by any of the three sacred ways. This pondering of mine also made it categorically clear to me that all the genuine functions proper to men beings, as they are proper to all three-centered beings of our great universe, had already degenerated in their remote ancestors into quite other functions, which were included among the properties of the organ Kundabhava, and were very similar to the genuine sacred being functions of faith, hope, and love. And in all probability, this degeneration was due to the fact that when the organ Kundabhava had been destroyed in their ancestors, and they had acquired in themselves factors for the genuine sacred being impulses, then, as the taste of many of the properties of the organ Kundabhava still remained in them, these properties resembling the three sacred impulses gradually became mixed with the genuine ones. And as a result, factors were crystallized in their psyche, for the impulses of faith, hope, and love, which although similar to the genuine, were somehow or other quite peculiar. The contemporary three-centered beings also at times believe, love, and hope, both with their reason and with their feelings. But how they believe, how they love, and how they hope, in this lies all the peculiarity of these three being properties of theirs. They also believe, but in them this sacred impulse does not function independently as it does in general in all the three-centered beings with the same possibilities on the various other planets of our great universe. But its arising is dependent upon certain factors that have been formed in their common presence, owing, as always, to the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava, as, for instance, those peculiar properties arising in them which they call vanity, self-love, pride, self-importance, and so forth. In consequence of this, the three-brain beings of the Earth are particularly subject to the perception and fixation in their presence of all sorts of sinkrapusarams, or, as is expressed here, they believe any old twaddle. It is very easy to convince a being of this planet of anything you like, provided that during his perception of this nonsense, there is evoked in him, either consciously from without or automatically by itself, the functioning of one or another corresponding consequence of the properties of the organ Kundabhava, crystallized in him from among those forming what is called his subjectivity, as for instance, self-love, vanity, pride, swagger, presumptuousness, arrogance, and so on. If these influences act upon their degenerate reason and upon the equally degenerate factors in their localizations, factors that actualize being sensations. Not only is a false conviction crystallized in them concerning the aforementioned nonsense, but they will even, in all sincerity and faith, prove vehemently to those around them that it is just so and can in no way be otherwise. In an equally abnormal form, data have been molded in them for evoking the sacred impulse of love. In the presence of the beings of contemporary times, there is as much as you please of that strange impulse they call love. But this love of theirs is also the result of certain crystallized consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava. And this impulse arises and manifests itself in the presence of every one of them, entirely subjectively. So subjectively and so differently that if 10 of them were asked to explain how they sense this inner impulse of theirs, all of them, If, of course, they for once replied sincerely and frankly acknowledged their genuine sensations and not those they had read about somewhere or heard about from someone else, all 10 would reply differently and describe 10 different sensations. One would explain this sensation in the sexual sense, another in the sense of pity, a third as a desire for submission, a fourth a common interest in outer things, and so on and so forth. But not one of the 10 could describe, even remotely, the sensation of genuine love. And none of them could describe it, because for a long time now, none of the ordinary men beings here has ever had any sensation of the sacred being impulse of genuine love. And without this taste, they cannot have the faintest idea of that sacred being impulse, the most beatific in the presence of every three-centered being of the universe, which, in accordance with the divine foresight of great nature, forms in us such data that when we experience their results, we can rest in bliss from the meritorious labors we have fulfilled for the purpose of self-perfection. Nowadays, if one of these three brain beings loves somebody or other, it is either because this somebody always encourages and undeservedly flatters him, or because this one's nose is very like the nose of that female or male with whom, thanks to the cosmic law of polarity or type, a relationship has been established that has not yet been broken. Or finally, he loves someone only because this someone's uncle is in business in a big way and may one day give him a boost, and so on and so forth. But never do men beings here love with genuine, impartial, and non-egoistic love. Thanks to the kind of love that exists in the contemporary beings here, their hereditary predisposition to the crystallization of the consequences of the properties of their organ Kundabhava now proceeds in them without hindrance and becomes definitely fixed as a lawful part of their nature. And as regards the third sacred being impulse, essence hope, its plight in the presence of the three-centered beings here is even worse than that of the first two. Not only has this being impulse, in its distorted form, finally adapted itself to the whole of their presence, but this newly formed, maleficent hope, which has taken the place of the being impulse of sacred hope, is now the principal reason why factors can no longer be acquired in them for the functioning of the genuine being impulses of faith, hope, and love. In consequence of this newly formed, abnormal hope of theirs, they always hope for something, and this constantly paralyzes all the possibilities that appear in them, whether evoked intentionally from without or arising accidentally within them, possibilities that could perhaps still destroy in their presence their hereditary predisposition to the crystallization of the consequences of the properties of the organ Kundabhava.